the headlines. President Hichilema urges engineers to prioritize value and accountability in projects. Tonti Alliance launches manifesto ahead of August elections, and DR Congo accepts the first set of deportees from the U.S.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged the engineers across the country to exercise prudence when costing projects, emphasizing the need for value and accountability. Speaking when he officially opened the Engineering Institution of Zambia's 69th Annual General Meeting and Symposium in Livingston, the President has called on professionals to prioritize national development and focus on delivering tangible results rather than self-interest. President Hichilema has encouraged innovation and the raising of standards and quality within the profession, while urging engineers to align their work with government's development agenda.
I am sending a message to engineers. When you are costing projects, be prudent. That way, when you design projects properly with prudence, this government will be your best friend. And this government will give your members more business and more contracts. Please understand the vision of the government, your government. We need these engineers to be part of this vision. Let's change the paradigm. Let's shift from working on the huge margins to working on fair margins but bigger volumes. And nobody is saying that by putting the right cost, you must compromise on the quality. No, the two are not synonymous. They're not one and the same. They are different.
And the Engineering Institution of Zambia President, Engineer Wesley Kaluva, has urged the engineers to ensure compliance and deliver durable projects that enhance the country's economic competitiveness.
Without the necessary technical expertise, government becomes prescriptive and risk-averse because it is not able to understand and manage the risks associated with an innovative solution. That is why our voice can never be overlooked. Risk of poor decisions unfortunately increases when we do not recognize the need for technical expertise. Demand for projects in this respect is getting more complex, needing expertise in a wide range of engineering fields. As an institution which regulates engineering in the country, we continue to advocate for strengthened engineering standards, improved infrastructure planning and the integration of climate resilience into developmental frameworks and key stakeholders to ensure that engineering expertise plays a central role in addressing national challenges.
Meanwhile, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister, Engineer Charles Milupi, has called on engineers to organize themselves strategically, remain focused and maintain professionalism when contributing to public discourse. The Tonse Alliance has officially launched its manifesto ahead of the August 13 general elections, with Alliance President Brian Mondovile calling for unity among Zambians. Speaking during the launch, Mr. Mondovile said the Tonse Alliance manifesto is not just a policy document, but a blueprint for national restoration. He has stated that the plan is anchored on three key pillars: unity, dignity and productivity, emphasizing that no country can develop while divided, no economy can grow amid mistrust, and no future can be built on tribal lines.
Today, I speak directly to the women of Zambia. I speak directly to the youth of Zambia, our mothers. You are not on the margins of this manifesto. You are now at the center of this manifesto. For too long, women have carried this nation quietly, tirelessly, yet without equal opportunities, equal recognition, or equal power. That is now. That is today. Under the Tonse Alliance, we will expand access to finance for women, women-led businesses.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance Policy Committee Chairperson Dr. Esther Banda said the manifesto will be anchored on rebuilding trust between citizens and public institutions.
When we look at the current situation, there is a lot of distrust between the citizens and the government due to issues of lack of transparency. We want to reduce institutions. We have seen a breakdown, especially in the civil sector, and advancing an agenda for Zambia's next chapter for economic transformation. Remember that even when people talk about economic growth, moving from a certain percentage, it is coming from the aspect of independence.
Government says it has developed policies that recognize mental health and substance abuse as key public health priorities, noting that a nation cannot prosper if its people are mentally unwell or families are unstable. Speaking during the commemoration of a decade of alcohol and drug sobriety by evangelist Brian Chishimba, Vice President Mzalina Lumango said the milestone is not only a personal achievement, but also a national lesson in responsibility, resilience and restoration. Mrs. Nalumango has stressed that punishment alone does not heal, adding that lasting progress comes from a balanced approach that combines accountability with rehabilitation, reintegration and dignity.
When we talk about national development, we must remember that it begins with the well-being of the individual. That's a fact. A nation cannot thrive if its people are mentally unwell or families are unstable. This understanding has influenced government policy to recognize mental health and substance abuse as public health priorities requiring collective responsibility. That is part of government policy, where there is need not to look at these issues negatively, mental health issues.
Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe said that government remains committed to strengthening mental health treatment services, and evangelist Brian Chishimba has noted that stigma remains the greatest barrier to seeking help in the country. Renowned Nigerian actress Patience Ozoko, popularly known as Mama G, has assured the Zambian film industry that her visit is aimed at easing pressure and bringing renewed energy to the sector. Speaking during the official launch of the feature film Family Affairs in Lusaka, Ms. Ozoko has challenged the Zambian actors to rise to the occasion, saying they are best placed to tell their own stories. She has added that the film Family Affairs will highlight hidden issues within families and bring to light realities that are often not openly discussed.
I'm very excited to be here. I like challenges. I want to be challenged by actors and actresses here in Zambia. I have come to lift stress from your shoulders. This movie is going to thrill you. Shine light into families. You know, what we try to bring out in every movie is things that are happening in families that you may not know about. Acting is so beautiful. You know, it's life. You are an actor. The doctor is an actor. The lawyer is an actor. The president is an actor. We're all acting. The difference is that I live a life that does not belong to me, because you can call me now to play the role of a doctor. I've never gone to the theater to tear anybody's body. But you see me doing it like it's real. But there are people who do it for real. It's acting. So don't be scared. I'm here to help you grow.
Meanwhile, Kazadi Films Chief Executive Officer David Kazadi has described the collaboration as a major milestone, noting that Zambia's film industry is growing and that the partnership will promote cultural diversity and open up opportunities.
This collaboration is a bridge. For too long, our stories have stayed within our borders. But projects like this act as a megaphone. By working with international icons, we are elevating our technical standards, learning through high stakes and cross-border collaborations. Marketing the Zambian brand, showcasing our stunning landscape and unique culture to the global audience. They will not remember this story. This film also opened doors, proving that Zambia is not just a location, but a world-class production hub. My time we focused as a director isn't just to finish a movie, it's to ensure that we produce a masterpiece. We owe this to ourselves, our nation, and the wider African world.
And acting Nigerian High Commissioner to Zambia, Chinyere Epele, said the continued collaboration between Zambia and Nigeria reflects a strong bond, adding that talent knows no borders. Police in Lusaka have apprehended three male suspects in connection with an abduction that occurred on April 17, 2026 in Zanimone West and Garden House. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the case was reported by a 24-year-old man after his 21-year-old wife was allegedly abducted by unknown persons who demanded a 10,000 kwacha ransom. He said preliminary investigations indicate the victim boarded a taxi in Zanimone West but was later